Linda, Adam Maguire is here with the business news. Morning, Adam.
Thanks, Audrey. Morning. Nearly three quarters of consumers here are worried that fraudsters could use generative AI to make their scams more sophisticated. That's according to the latest Reflecting Ireland report from PTSB, which also found that fewer people felt they knew what to do if they were a victim of fraud. Launcha Fanning is head of corporate affairs at PTSB. She joins me now. This report actually seems to suggest that fraud is becoming less common or less frequent attempts being made, at least. But consumers worried that AI could make it more effective.
Good morning, Adam. So this quarter, our Reflecting Ireland research is looking at how we're managing our money in a digital age. And what we're seeing is emerging concerns over AI and its potential impact on increased fraud. And as you said, there are three quarters of people who are saying that they're concerned that AI could lead to more sophisticated financial fraud. And only about a quarter of people would be comfortable with the idea of AI generated financial advice. So what that's telling us is that more people are looking for that in-person human support when it comes to bigger financial decisions, particularly for the likes of mortgages or investments.
Yeah, a lot of companies probably thinking of the benefits of AI in terms of maybe making things more efficient or lower cost, but consumers just don't seem keen on AI being used, especially when it comes to those big financial decisions.
I think any change that any organisation is going to bring in has to be responding to a customer need in the first instance. And when we look at the behaviours of customers now, we can see that digital banking is very popular. 95% of consumers using digital banking services to manage day-to-day finances and transactions. Yet for those bigger, more complex financial decisions, that in-person and human support is really what's needed. So it's customer need at the end of the day. That's what I think people will need to be thinking about if they're bringing in any of these emerging technologies.
In terms of fraud and what people are experiencing now, the survey says 7 in 10 say they've experienced attempted financial fraud, which actually seems kind of low considering the prevalence of fraudulent texts and so on. But more than a quarter say they actually have fallen victim. Younger people and those living in Dublin more likely to fall victim to fraud. Do you know why that is?
I think what we're seeing is an increase in certain types of fraud. So an increase in vishing, which is skim card, an increase in phishing, which is your fraudulent text messages. And you mentioned it there. There are fewer people now who feel confident that they would know what to do if they were targeted by financial fraud. So I think fraud is becoming more sophisticated and it's making sure that customers are vigilant and aware of the potential risks of fraudulent websites or any other potential experiences that they may have in that area.
The survey did also ask some broader economic questions as well. What are the big things that are concerning consumers at the moment?
Cost of living is still a very significant issue for people. We've also seen housing and immigration top the list as kind of the three areas of concern at the moment. About 30% of people believe the country is on the right track. However, there are still a significant number of people who believe the country is on the wrong track at the moment, which stands at about 56%. That has reduced from quarter one. So I think what we're seeing here is maybe some stability in consumer sentiment, and hopefully that continues over the coming months.
On an individual basis, fewer people say they feel better off now than a year ago, but fewer people also say they're feeling worse off as well. Is that a surprise to see both of those go down?
Yeah, I think when we look at it, you know, we're in around 25% of people are saying that they expect to be worse off in a year's time. But that number actually stood at over 35% this time last year. So again, I think it's slowly improving and we'll have to wait and see over the next few months if that continues.
Launcha Fanning, Head of Corporate Affairs at PTSB. Thank you very much for that. Briefly to other business news, Intel has announced the sale of a 49% stake in its Fab 34 facility in Leixlip in County Kildare for $11 billion. Apollo Global Management is to buy the minority stake. Intel, though, said it would maintain ownership and operational control of the facility. And Inditex, the owner of Zara, said its sales grew 7% in the 3 months to the end of April. That's a slowdown from last year, but it still saw net profits rise for the quarter by 11% to €1.29 billion.